And what I want to do, how many of you have ever been here before to what we're doing here with the sonnets? Okay, so some. We've been working with the sonnets all week and playing with them, really. What we've been doing is putting them up on their feet, acting them in some way or another, finding ways to make them work as acting pieces. William Shakespeare did not write them as acting pieces, and if he had wanted to, he would have done it. He was quite capable of doing that. But I just thought it would be fun to work with them that way and see what happens. I hope eventually to do a show in Seattle, where I live and work in theater, that will use the sonnets in a kind of, Sondheim, Cole Porter kind of review that will have sonnets instead of music, or sonnets in addition to music, or something like that. So for me, this has been a chance to just put some of them up on their feet and see what happens. And then tonight, we're going to do a performance working with Brian that will be just taking things that we've done in class and sharing them with the rest of the people. And it will be very informal, and some of it will be improvised, and we'll just play with it as it happens. A woman named Mary Lowe, who plays the American dulcimer, which is not the hammered dulcimer, American dulcimer, is going to play some music as we do it. So we'll see what happens with it. So I'd like to use this time today to kind of go over what we'll be doing tonight and involve those of you who will be here tonight in it, and just kind of go through the sequence of what we'll be doing. And we have some flexibility. We're not sure what we're going to do completely, and one of the things we will certainly do is call on some people from the audience to take part, some of whom we've specifically picked out. They don't know. So you're all sworn to secrecy, besides being members of the...
Can I leave now?
No! you're now involved. No, of course you may leave.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. I don't want to take part. I just want to
watch. Yep, you may watch.
That's fine. There must be watchers. So what we're going to
do...
You be the clap. Yes, you be the clap. So you can be alert to the sequence of events, and when we need applause, you can start it out. And, you know, yells and whistles and clapping of, you know, stamping of feet and whatever. Confetti. Money.
I suggest we get a glass and some silverware.
Glass and silverware. Yeah, bring some stuff. Bring some stuff to make noise with. You're going to have the biggest problem. Okay. So what we're going to do today is, and I'm just going to go over the program and the order that we have it in, and if anybody has any suggestions, let me know. Oh, I would like to know who is going to be here tonight. So good. Great. You're the official. Oh, great. Terrific. Let me write people's names down. That's great. Ta-dum, ta-dum. That would be wonderful. Okay.
We'll just pass
Terrific.
This around, and if you're going to be here tonight, just put your name on it so I'm going to know who will be there.
Right.
This doesn't mean that you necessarily will be suited up, but it means that we know who's who.
And you may wear whatever you want. After you know what you're doing, you may choose your own costume.
When does this thing take place? After Vespers?
After Vespers. It takes place at 8:30.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So let me just see again.
Who is going to be here?
What if he wants?
Great.
God willing.
And Howard will be on the
journey.
Okay. If he doesn't get lost in the woods, he won't get lost in the woods. So we're going to start. Mary Lowe is going to play some overture, processional, musical prelude music just as people come in. And then Brian will do To Be or Not to Be. And then we'll start with Sonnet 138. And I will say it first, and I'll say it now. And it's a sonnet that was actually written for a man to say. But I will say it as it is written. So you really have to imagine that I am a man talking about a woman with whom I'm in love. And the sonnet goes, "When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies. That she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus, vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best, simply I credit her false-speaking tongue, on both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says she not she is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust. And age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults by lies we flattered be." So that's the sonnet that we will now work with. And what I will do before I do it is explain how we worked in these sessions, taking a sonnet and then playing around with it and using it in different ways to see what kind of permutations it would respond to. And so I think the way we want to do it the first time is to do it quite straight again, because I think it takes people a while to get it into their ears. But also, I want to do it correctly with a man. So I would like to ask I don't know your name.
Hello. First name is N.O.
N.O.
Schmo, yes.
N.O. Schmo.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to ask you to say it to a young man. And I think Brian is the young man of our company. He's our juvenile. We're asking him to shave his beard for the whole season. No, the juvenile has to be.
It's not on this sheet, is it?
It's not in that sheet. I will give you a copy of it. And this first scene is known as The Mentor. You may have a copy too, although I don't think you'll actually have to carry it, because I think we'll ask you to, let's make sure we don't get you in a, we've got you in a butterfly, excuse me, in a butterfly shadow. And let's put you in more, let's take away your chair, and let's find a pillow. Is advice from those of you who just heard it for the first time about whether, I want to try two ways with them.
What I want to know is, should we do it again just straight with just one voice, or do we want to break it into dialogue? So those of you who've just heard it for the first time, it's just you. So you're
very good. I can handle it.
You can handle it the first time through? Okay, so then I think maybe we'll want to break it into a little bit of dialogue this time. So let's see. Why don't we just give you, but wherefore says she not, she is unjust. So that what we have here is, mark your scripts and take it. But whoever says she not, she is unjust. That's your mentee, your advisee, advisor and advisee. Yes, so he comes in a state of innocence and he is asking for advice about love because he's having all sorts of trouble. Maybe you just want to sort of tell us a little bit about the trouble you're having, Brian.
Well, I've asked three girls to marry me without a veil, so maybe I should use a veil next time. No.
No.
No, okay.
No.
You've heard of Cars, Lucky at Love?
Yes.
It's not me.
I think you can say my girl is always lying to me.
Okay.
And that really bothers
me. My girl is always lying.
What do I say?
Then you give him advice in the form of the poem. And I think if you just think about it as advice that you are giving him because you know much more about the world than he does.
Now, I'm going to introduce this by a young man. I'll give you some advice.
Sure. Great.
Young man, I'll give you some advice. When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies, that she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus, vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best, simply I credit her false-speaking tongue on both sides, thus is simple truth suppressed.
But wherefore says she not she is unjust?
And wherefore say not I that I am old? O love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with her and she with me, and in our faults, by lies, we flattered thee.
Yes, isn't he a great voice? That's how he got the role. He's good too. Try it once more. Let's make him your nephew, whom you've known all his life, and he has always been this, I mean, he's much too old to be as innocent as he is. He just kind of refuses to see what goes on in the world. So you love him a lot, and you're also amused by him. So you know that this is going to be a little hard for him to take because this involves a much more adult kind of approach than he's used to. But I think he needs help. He needs a lot of help in this. So you have to be very wide-eyed, Brian, I think. Yeah. Maybe you take off your glasses. Young and innocent. 16. There you go. There we go. There we go. That's great. That's great. That's the face. Okay.
You're sure it's loud enough so we get the point. You know, over in that hall last night, it was very difficult to get the message.
Okay.
The system isn't working or what, but it was like,
okay. Good
so
advice.
The point, you know,
good advice. Terrific. Okay, let's just try it once more.
I'm really having problems with my girlfriend of mine. She lies to me. I don't want to do it.
Oh, okay, louder. It needs to be louder.
Oh, louder? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
then you're down below the people.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're down below the people. Just project all the way up.
Okay.
Think of projecting to that corner over there, even though your back is to it.
I can't see it.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Even though your back is to it, just think of getting your voice all the way back there, and it will go.
Uncle, I have a horrendous problem with a girlfriend. She lies to me. I don't know what to do.
My dear nephew, I will give the advice. When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies, that she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best, simply I credit her false-speaking tongue on both sides, thus is simple truth suppressed.
But wherefore says she, not she is unjust, can't we do something like this?
You have to memorize the line.
Oh no.
Yes.
It can't work. Okay, let's try that again. But wherefore says she that she is unjust?
And wherefore say not I that I am old? O love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults, by lies, we flattered be.
Great, great. Thank you. Do you want to keep track of who's doing what?
Sure.
So you're the mentee.
I'm the mentee.
Yes, you're the mentee. I think maybe we should call that... should we call that the advisor rather than the mentor?
Oh, it's a mentor.
Mentor? Okay, now the next one, we need some ladies. Let me see. So you two may go. You may keep those scripts, study your lines. Analyze the character, wear whatever you want to wear. You may be.
Yes.
I think you should learn your line there.
I'm going to help you.
Yeah. Okay, now for this I need...
Yeah, but it has to be the size of a barn.
This one is the coffee klatch, and for this I need... two women to speak, and any other number to sit around and be part of the group, and react. So let me who what two speaking women may I have? Want to be a speaking woman?
Well, why don't you give parts to me and I go on with him? You know, when you share.
She's not going to be. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Great. Be number one.
I'll be number one.
Okay. Great. Be number two. Okay. And then we just have a couple of others that even have you for reactors. You want to be a reactor?
Deal.
Deal.
Right.
Terrific. Okay. Let's try all four of you up here. At the coffee klatch. Maybe it'd be nice if you all brought coffee cups.
You may have my coffee.
Okay. Oh, terrific. Terrific. Yeah, let's have a bench and two chairs and one more chair. Terrific. Okay. And let's put you over here and the two reactors in the middle. You're listening to the daughter.
There's more coffee.
Oh, great. Terrific. Terrific. Okay.
You guys are acting to get a little piece of evidence.
Which are we, one and two reactors?
No, it's one and two, and you two just react to what they said.
Not even.
And I think what we have here, I'm going to move you over a little bit more. I think what we have here is a generational confrontation. Do we have her in the butterfly?
Yes.
Yeah, let's move the whole group this way.
The butterfly is better.
Yes, I think you two are together. You two are. And here's Kathleen.
Oh, I got you right in the butt.
Just move away. Kathleen, move away. I mean, you've got to okay. Sense where it is.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, well, I'll go away from the
yeah.
There.
We might be able to shorten one. That would help.
One of the three.
Okay, let's trail. Let's trail.
You like to be in the boat.
Okay, you like it. And I think she's come home, and she's telling everybody what it's like in Kansas City and how she functions there.
Do we need some introduction?
Yes, there will be some introductory music.
Okay.
And then I will say that this is a coffee klatch, and Kathleen has come home from Kansas City and is telling her mother and her mother's friends what she's discovered about the way to function in the big world.
When my love swears that he is made of truth, well, I do believe him, though I know he lies, that he might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtle ties. Thus, vainly thinking that he thinks me young, although he knows my days are past the best, simply I credit his false-speaking tongue. On both sides, thus is simple truth suppressed.
But wherefore says he not he is unjust?
Yeah, wherefore say I not that I'm old?
Old love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told.
Therefore, I lie with him, and he with me. And in our faults, by lies, we flattered thee.
Does anybody have dish duty today?
Yeah.
Yes? Can you please?
At lunch.
Okay, at lunch. Do you want to stitch four aprons from them?
Three aprons.
Yeah,
I'll have to wear Kansas City clothes.
You wear your Kansas City clothes. Okay, great.
Excuse me, what is your name? No, I need to know the lady's name.
Joan.
Okay, Joan. Just going to give first names credit. So.
Yes. Yes, great. Thank you. And then we'll have a musical segue, and now we will go into the family confrontation scene. This one I want to use Howard for, so you might just warn him.
And are you using the confessional?
No, I thought we'd use Elmer. Oh, we'll just call up Elmer, and we'll let Emily do the confession to Elmer. And.
Great.
So I'll ask you to take Howard's role today, and then we'll give it to you. We'll give it to Howard, and he's number one. Okay.
Want to run through it?
And yes, I want to run through it. And for this, I need let's see. What I want is somebody to be Howard's daughter. Oh, great. Yes. You be the daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. And
is that number two?
You're number two.
out in the class that it worked this way. And now I need a brother and a sister for Howard Olson, whom Tom is playing at this point. And I think we'll put him on the spot in the middle. So let me, who's going to be here tonight? So you're going to be here. Great. So you'll be number four. Okay, take the number four line. And I need another sister.
Howard,
you. Oh, yeah. Great. Okay.
I'm what number?
Here we go. You're number three. So, now actually I think we can do it with the... No, we probably won't be able to. You're the daughter. And let's get the two sisters up here.
And what are the two sisters' first names? What are the two sisters' first names?
And what is your name?
Lila.
Lila, okay. Let's put Lila there. Yes, this is good. You're sort of in a row. I kind of like that.
Okay.
Okay. And, okay, let's reverse the order. No, let's leave it. Let's leave it like that. What's happened here is that this man, Howard Olson, actually, has come home, and he is now, alas, a widower. But he has come home to tell his daughter and his two sisters that he hasn't come home, he's at home. It's Thanksgiving, and he's making this announcement. This is sort of out of Lake Wobegon, isn't it? Remember the wonderful man who fell in love with the woman that he met in Florida, and she lived in Maine, and he brought her to Lake Wobegon for Thanksgiving dinner? It's a sort of a similar situation. Only in this case, he has fallen in love with a much, much younger woman, and he is now telling his two sisters about it and his daughter. And what can happen, Janice, is that you can get really upset. You are upset to start out with. Line two.
She shouted before, Janice.
Two lines. And at the very end, you can just huff off and leave and slam the door.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when I get through with my first line?
No, wait till he finishes his stuff.
Okay.
Unless, but you can start to leave if you want. See how angry you can get. And if you want, you can start to leave. She's after you,
this
and then
very
angry.
Just kidding.
Use the whole space.
Well, no, it's acting, Jens.
Well, are we clear who's got which lines?
Yes, we're clear, right? Which one is three?
I'm three.
You're three.
You're four.
Yes.
And I'm one, Jens is two.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, and you're kind of more inclined to go along. You think it's kind of a sweet idea. But you don't think it's a very good idea. Oh, really stupid. He's
Absolutely.
Always been stupid since he was born.
This is another man, not your husband.
Right. But it's a very nice man. It's all acting. The conscious suspension of disbelief is functioning here. Okay. Okay.
When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her. Though I know she lies.
But she might think you some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus vainly thinking that she thinks you young, although she knows your days are past the best, simply you credit her false speaking tongue. On both sides, thus is simply truth suppressed.
But wherefore say she not, she is in dust.
And wherefore say not you, that you are
Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust. And age loves not to have years told. Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me. And in our faults by lies, we flatter you.
Surprise.
from the very beginning, so. And.
She's an artist.
Loves the image and see me trust in age and love, loves not to have years told. I think if you huff out, pretty far, so he really has to go after you.
Okay.
To do his last two lines, and then leave all the way and slam the door.
Okay. That can't be fine, but I'll.
Oh, okay. Say that.
So you want me to start?
Oh, yes. Yes. So that he has to go after you. And let's give you, why don't you use this bench somehow so that you're sitting. Oh, you're not Howard, never mind. Right. Okay. Oh, we can give you. Let's give number three. I do believe her. And let's give you, though you know she lies. We'll see how that goes. So that.
I do believe her. Oh, and then I say.
I do believe her.
Though you know she lies.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
This is a great concept.
So we're coming in on this conversation, this post-Thanksgiving dinner conversation.
When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her.
Though you know she lies.
But she might think you some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties.
That's vainly thinking that she thinks you young, although she knows your days are past the best. Simply you credit her false-speaking tongue?
On both sides, thus is simply truth's oppressed.
But wherefore sayest she not, she is unjust?
And wherefore say not you that you are old?
Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust. And age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore, I lied with her, and she with me. And in our faults, by lies we flattered thee.
So we get the feeling of these two women are going after him. Okay. And when Lila comes in with her line, stand up about to answer. I mean, you suddenly got an ally there in Lila, which you didn't expect to have. So you stand up.
Which line?
She comes in. But wherefore says she not, she is unjust. And so you start to answer her, and then your daughter comes at you again. But wherefore says she, and wherefore say you are old. So then you can give your standing to her.
Okay.
To Janice. You come up and you're unjust. All love's best habit is in seeming trust. And age and love loves not to have years told. Out you go.
Do I stop here?
He'll stop. You keep going until he stops you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Just keep going. And eventually he'll stop you.
Therefore! I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults by lies, we flattered thee.
Oh, and you go out and slam the door, and you two look absolutely shocked to each other. And save the shock till the very end, and save the slam till the very end. Okay? Wonderful. Yes. Yeah. We have to write all this down. We'll have to rehearse Howard. Yeah.
When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her.
Though you know she lies.
that she might think you some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties?
Thus vainly thinking that she thinks you young, although she knows your days are past the best, simply you credit her false speaking tongue.
On both sides, thus is simply truth suppressed.
Simply. And what happens when you do that is you add an extra beat to the line, and that's why you get, that's why you stumble. The way he wrote it really helps you to say the line.
So on both sides, this is simple truth suppressed.
On both sides, thus is simple truth suppressed.
On both sides,
thus. Thus. And you need it. It's just like a little beat in music.
On both sides, thus is simply truth suppressed.
No, simple. You'll get it.
But wherefore says she not, she is unjust.
And wherefore say not I that I am old?
Yeah.
How about I stand on that?
You stand on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't have the line. All
I right. think we're going to have to let Tom stick with this. We've gotten the role so complicated.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, we'll find another role.
Oh, well, now I have to take it serious.
Right.
Now it's serious. My role. Okay, gang.
I like it better with Howard. We'll talk to Howard about it. I really like it better with Howard. I think it's funnier. So we'll try.
Can it be my role? Well, it wants to be more typical of directors. I mean, they treat actors as a scum. Hire some machine here, replace
them. Couldn't Howard be the confessor?
Well, I think it'd be funnier with Elmer, don't you?
Yeah, but I would feel more comfortable with Howard.
With Howard? Okay. We'll have Howard be the confessor.
I would, really.
Okay. Fine. Fine. Yeah, we don't want to do anything that would be going to...
Is it my part?
It's your role. Congratulations. Yay! On both sides, thus is simple truth suppressed. That's one of the, this is where he's breaking up the rhythm. So go for the meaning in this one.
On both sides, thus is simple truth suppressed.
Right. It's that you have, it is tricky. It's that suppressed.
Slow it down.
Slow it down, and you know, your rage is seething within you.
Yeah. Do you know what's happening on both sides? Thus is simple truth suppressed, you old goat.
All right, Tom as the old goat.
When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her.
So you know she lies?
That she might think you some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties.
Yeah, let's slow the daughter down a lot.
Okay.
I think it'll give you more.
That she might think you some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties?
What do you mean, slow the daughter down?
Yeah, just let her speak more slowly.
Oh, right.
Unlearned,
and the world's false subtleties.
Nice and slow, and full of...
Grinding, full of teeth grinding.
Yeah, teeth. The way you treat me on dish team.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, once more from the top.
When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her.
Though you know she lies?
That she might think you some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties?
Thus vainly thinking that she thinks you young, although she knows your days are past the best, simply you credit her false Speaking, tongue?
On both sides, thus the simple truth suppressed.
But wherefore says she not, she is unjust?
And wherefore say not you that you are old?
Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust. And age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me. And in our faults, we flattered be.
Let's just take it from your line, and then Janice comes, and then you come.
Try stand here until about told.
Yes, stand there until told.
Okay.
And then you go off, and he'll come after you. And when he starts to talk, or when he gets your attention, you stop and listen. And let him get all the way through, and then pop off and slam the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe these two would be both indignant individually until the very end. And then your indignance brings you together, where you both say, this is our imagine.
So don't turn to each other until he's finished.
Until I'm finished. So you turn to each other after I finish, and you go out after I finish. And that way you've got, then the end is big. Yeah. Okay?
Okay. We'll take it from Lila's line.
But wherefore says she not, she is unjust?
And wherefore say not you, that you are old?
Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age loves not to have years told. Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults, by lies we flattered thee.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then we'll do Emily confessing to Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do Emily confessing to Howard.
All right.
Okay. And so here you are, and shall we let's
Never done that before.
Yes. What did you do?
Sorry, the first time.
This will be your chance.
No, we're not gonna be.
I know. So Howard is gonna play your role. And
I think you should kneel.
And let's put you in the light so you're here. Okay. Walk the table. Let's just do two chairs in that back there. I'll get you a little. The thing that the choir master uses. We'll bring it from Vespers. Yeah.
There you go. Much better.
Better on my own.
Yes.
It's going to be a little rough
to that. What part am I now?
You just have to listen. You're a priest listening to this confession.
I don't say a word.
You don't say a word unless something comes to you. Okay. So here we are in a, we are now privy to a scene in a confessional. And we have Emily playing the oh, perfect! Look!
Great.
Oh, that's even better.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Roses.
And we have a priest. Yes.
Yeah, his knee turned. Yeah.
The little.
He's sideways.
He's sideways.
Either way, just so he's on, he's facing me with on the side.
Okay. Yeah, come show me.
He's got no, but I do. There, I'll follow. Yeah.
Okay.
He has to have the ear.
He has to have the ear. Yes, ear. You're listening. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a wall between you.
We could have a transmission.
There you go. That'll do it. That gets us quite.
Well, we could even do
it. No, we can't see it. We can't see it.
Ear cut. You're all ear cut. No one cut that, just ear.
Yeah, that's very good.
Bless me, loving for us. When my love swears that he is made of truth, I do believe him. Though I know he lies, that he might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties, thus vainly thinking that he thinks me young, although he knows my days are past their best. Simply I credit his false-speaking tongue, and on both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says he not he is unjust? And wherefore say you not I that I am old? Love's best habit is in seeming trust. And age in love loves not to have fears told. Therefore, Father, I lied with him, and he with me, and in our faults by lies we flattered.
Yes, it's a nice sort of, and you can say he is full of truth.
Full of truth.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And he could also have the last one, and in your faults by lies you flattered thee.
How about giving him lines 11 and 12, okay, which seems to condone it all, and then she goes on and infers even more.
Yeah, I think so. I think there has to be something on this.
Okay.
Well, then the whole confessional can knock down when she says.
Well, love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. And this is his wisdom telling her, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
How about that one? Still wisdom?
Well, is that what he's saying, though? Or is he going to be a little bit more, if you give him the last line, it's really a scornful, well, in your faults, by lies you flattered me. If he's going to try to get her back to the right path. She is, after all, repenting about this whole thing.
Well, I had him telling her you need not repent. That's just the way the world is. But it could be the way.
Oh.
I see what you mean. It might even be better.
Depends on which
I think it'd be best to have him not talk till the very, very end.
Right. Maybe.
So
maybe
we think he's not even going to talk. So let's just give him the final line.
The last line.
Yeah. And we'll just make it in your faults by lies you flattered me. Yes.
I like it with line 8 too, because that really reinforces line 14.
Yes, yes. That's good.
He's pointing out her lying to her.
Yeah.
On both sides, thus, is simple truth suppressed.
Right.
And then I remonstrate and say,
"Your fault, oh, why, you know."
Well, he's lying too. Wherefore does it, wherefore says he not? He
okay, let's just try that, and you what, take
which
how
one, which one is one?
He's going to take 8 and 14. Line 8 and the final line. Great. And I don't think you, I think as you do it, you don't need to really look toward him. You can kind of keep your focus out. I think that helps us to have the illusion of, and you're just listening. You're not watching. You just listen. Fingering your breviary. Is that the stage direction?
No.
Okay.
Attention is undivided.
Okay.
Father bless me, for I have sinned. And my love swears that he is.
And we need more volume, don't we? It needs to be louder.
When my love swears that he is full of truth, I do believe him. Well, I know he lies. That he might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties, thus vainly thinking that he thinks me young, although he knows my days are past their best. Simply I credit his false speaking tongue.
On both sides.
Stay up. You don't know he's going to speak then.
Oh.
Yeah, although you give it a period.
Although
he knows I credit his false speaking tongue.
Period. Yeah.
But stay up, otherwise it doesn't. It's clear to us that.
Simply I credit his false speaking tongue.
On both sides thus is simple truth suppressed.
But wherefore says he not that he is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Love's best habit is in seeming to trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with him, and he with me.
And in your faults, by lies, we flattered thee.
You flattered me. Great.
Oh, you flattered me.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. That'll be fun.
This will be
fun. Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fun. Great. Thank you. Okay, thank you. That will be, those will be all of the ones that we will do with that sonnet. Then, so then what we will do is we will have a song, Mary Love will play a song, and then we'll do sonnet 135, which is the will one, and we'll do it with muses. So we need a couple of muses. We'll have Tom be William Shakespeare, and we'll have him writing a sonnet. And
chairs up here.
Yeah.
Oh, I see behind one chair and
one chair and or one chair and
yeah. Oh, do we have a table?
Have a table?
We have a table.
Great. And I need two muses. Let's see.
I just saw a muse walk in.
Great. Muse. You're a muse. Please come be a muse. Now, here we get to see William Shakespeare in the act of creation. And you two can divide up these. Oh, perfect. You two can divide up these. Okay, you can divide up the wills. When he gets stuck for a word, come out and give him a will. And you both come out.
All we say is wills.
All we say is wills.
Okay.
And the problem is he's just stuck. He doesn't know how to
do it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's marvelous.
eyes, six-eyed William Shakespeare is with us today. And I have a wonderful copy of the sonnets for you to use as a prop. Here it is.
Here you are. There you go. And if you want to, you can underline those. Such a great So Tom, we'll read the poem through once. Do you want to read it through once?
Do we have time?
And do we have time?
Sure.
Yes. Emily's class doesn't begin until 11:35, because they wouldn't change the 5 on the schedule. They did. Oh, okay.
Okay, you want to do the introduction?
In this one, we're going to see William Shakespeare actually in the act of creation. And the poem that he's going to create, maybe I should read the poem. The
sure.
poem he's going to create is has a lot of puns in it. Using the word will, and it's his name, it's maybe the name of somebody he's in love, the husband of somebody he's in love with, it's will as I will go to you, it's will as intention, and it also possibly in that time it meant sexual desire and affection. So, here's the poem, and then we'll see how William actually wrote it. Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will, and will to boot, and will in overplus. More than enough am I that vex thee still to thy sweet will, making addition thus. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine? Shall will in others seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance shine? The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will one will of mine to make thy large will more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will. So let's see how he was when he actually sat down in London, or possibly Stratford, to write this poem.
Will include the wilt also.
Yes, and if you'll just do will and let William do the t.
Underline one of the wills. It'll take me another 10 minutes. Okay. Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy
will.
And
will
to boot, and
will
in overplus. More than enough am I that vex thee still to thy sweet
will,
making addition thus.
Will
thou, whose
will
is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my
will
in thine, shall
will
in others seem right gracious, and in my
will
no fair acceptance shine. The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in
will,
add to thy
will
one
will
of mine to make thy large
will
more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one
will.